Fairbanks is on track for the worst December air quality on record. Cold, stagnant conditions combined with emissions from heating and other sources are resulting in fine particulate pollution in excess of federal standards. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, with more extreme cold in the forecast, the prognosis isn't good.
Fairbanks' worst air quality normally doesn't hit until late December and January, but as of early this week, the city had already had 8 days this month that violated the Environmental Protection Agency's standard for what's called PM2.5, tiny particles in smoke that lodge deep in the lungs, causing short and long-term health problems. Fairbanks North Star Borough Transportation Director Glenn Miller says the number of exceedances measured at a downtown monitoring site is high.
You know, we're halfway through the month, and we already have more exceedances than we have in the last 2 years. So if this continues, especially with the severity of the exceedances that we're having, this will certainly be the worst month that we've recorded.
Miller says the downtown monitor registered 3 exceedances last December, 9 in 2010, and 14 in December 2009. A new monitoring site in North Pole has also measured numerous bad air days this month, but there's no past data to compare it with. State Department of Environmental Conservation Air Quality Program Director Alice Edwards says Fairbanks area wintertime pollution can rival that of much larger urban areas.
Comparatively speaking, Fairbanks certainly has a serious air pollution problem with respect to fine particulate matter. On any given day, our community may look worse than others in the country, but they may be higher in different times of the year.
The state and borough continue to discuss ways to reduce Fairbanks area smoke. The long-range solution is availability of lower-cost, cleaner-burning natural gas for heating. In the nearer term, the borough's Miller says an incentive program paying people who have alternative heating devices to use oil instead of wood on bad air days is an option.
Individuals are burning wood for a good reason, because they can't afford home heating oil. So unless there's some other option for them that's going to be just as cheap as wood, they're not going to switch.
A heating incentive program could be part of a fine particulate pollution compliance plan the borough and state are working to get into the Environmental Protection Agency. The state's Edwards says the pollution problem is being looked at on two fronts.
We have sort of these nuisance types of situations where you have an individual source that seems to be causing a localized problem. And then we have the greater, broader area-wide particulate issue. So right now we're focusing on both sides of that coin, but primarily trying to find the area-wide solutions.
A ballot proposition approved by Fairbanks area voters in October stripped borough authority to regulate heating devices, and pollution violation enforcement now rests with the state. Edwards says the DEC is building cases against 2 outdoor boiler operators who have been the source of many public complaints, a slow process that could ultimately lead to legal action. In Fairbanks,